one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
And we are live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, RantEMRadio.com. Tune in radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean. You know the rules, you know the drill, you know where we are. It is another Tuesday night, November the 6th, 2018, episode 571 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of this fine network. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And welcome to not only The Rant, where we're going to talk about wrestling and things like that, but we're here to bring you your election returns. That's right. And so far, well, things are interesting. What can I say? You know? Things are interesting. I gotta tell you something that I witnessed right before coming on the air here on the cable news network.
What's that?
A commercial saying, stay here, stay tuned with us, watch us during the election coverage right here on MSNBC.
On MSNBC for CNN?
During a CNN broadcast, I saw that on an MSNBC commercial.
Wow.
They bought time. Hey, I gotta tell you. And, you know, Turner Broadcasting, they got some deep pockets, Time Warner. But you don't screw around with NBC Universal.
Yeah.
So. Oh, my God.
I mean, watching all this election coverage.
This hysteria.
I mean, just show you where you need to be living.
And let me tell you something. For those of you that have been now, I don't know what's going on the other stations. I don't know what's going on MSNBC or NBC or over on Fox or ABC or CBS. But we're going to comment about CNN because we joked a couple weeks ago how Wolf Blitzer had to come in early and work, and how Wolf probably was grumpy the rest of the day. At least Wolf could plan. But Wolf is going to be working overtime tonight. And Tony C. asked me, is Wolf going to come into work tomorrow? I said, he has to.
Wow. I mean, Wolf can take some time off. Everybody going to get some time off after probably starting next week. You're going to see people spot taking time off. Mm-hmm. But what I notice when I've been looking at these maps is...
No, you know what I noticed? Because it's on my screen right now, and you're probably looking at it. What do you see on your screen right now, Tony C?
Jake Tavern and Wolf Blitzer.
Okay, but also on the left-hand side of the screen, which I've been watching for the last probably 2 hours, anytime it's either just Wolf or just Jake Tapper or both Wolf and Jake Tapper, do you notice that John King is off by himself playing with that damn map?
You know what? I think John King get a him and Steve Kornacki. They get a sick thrill out of the maps, and it's like they have the touching of the buttons down to a T. I bet they have to do like a tutorial because they know exactly. They never mess up on where they want to go at on the map.
So one day a year,
I'm just waiting for Wolf Blitzer to fall out his damn chair when he's spinning around.
Exactly. And Jake Tapper hasn't stood up once.
Because he don't want to fall. He's waiting on. Because Wolf always said he's spinning to that left. I think that no, he's spinning to his right to get to John King. And I'm just waiting till his foot get caught or something. And well, he got to call a life alert, dude.
And I got to tell you, I mean, this is big night, big deal, you know, for television. Wolf Blitzer following the company line, you know, very pro CNN because he's a, you know, he's been there for 100 years. He's got his CNN mug there on the table. How come Jake Tapper's got a weird-ass mug on the table?
Jake Tapper.
For those of you...
I think Wolf Blitzer the only one that's untouchable on around there.
I want to see Wolf Blitzer touch that map. Let's see what
Wolf
happens.
Wolf wouldn't know what the hell to do with that map.
Wolf still gets his... gets his news off the wire. He still pulls wire copy. So
in the telegram.
Exactly. Anyways.
Oh man. Uh oh. 1.4 million felons to have their votes restored here in Florida.
It looks like
so,
it looks
you
like
Republicans
it.
Might win the battle, but you sure ain't gonna win this war.
Oh, man. But where do we start, folks? Because it's going to be an interesting night, to say the very least. Let's go around.
We got to wait on Arizona and California to close, right?
We got to wait for Arizona, California, and that ever so key important state, Hawaii. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, with that one lady. Isn't that one lady that told people to shut up? Told them guys to shut up.
I think so.
The senator to shut up and do something.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't she from out there?
I think so. Look at this. All
the
these
lady that look like the Rock Mama.
All these redneck counties that DeSantis won. Santa Rosa, Okaloosa. I'm surprised a lot of these places were voting because last I heard these counties were wiped off the map from the hurricane.
Well... Gillum gave it a try, but
it's still too early to call, Tony C.
Man, look, if he had the 1.9 million that's about to get their writing back, he'd have a shot. Some of them.
You
picked the wrong time to run. You need to run in 2020. You need to come back in 2020.
And they're both young guys.
Go ahead.
They're both 39. So, they're both young guys.
But
huh?
If he get from them 1.9 million people along with the same turnout, he'll win.
Look at it this way, Andrew. If you lose, you'll be able to keep your job as mayor of Tallahassee.
That's true. And you possibly run for president. Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, man.
It is. Can you imagine Gillum on the stage with your boy, your president?
No.
I mean, he did share a stage with Bobby Lashley at one time. So he ain't always been like this, right?
No.
I think he's playing a character.
He's playing a character.
He in gimmick. I think this guy is in full gimmick. Because people don't understand it. It's a gimmick. Because the way he let Bobby Lashley just hold his hand and save his hair.
And John King, I think you need to sit down. Your feet are going to fall off. He's been standing all day.
Hey, man. John King. They should let John King and Steve Kornacki wear whatever they want.
They should have dusted off Bernard Shaw for this.
No.
Oh, man. Where are all those old faces that we used to see? Bernard Shaw, Candy Crawley.
God.
I don't know who else is not there anymore. Aaron Brown.
I know if stuff don't go the way it's supposed to go on the B side. I know somebody's gonna be a late night tweet, early morning tweeting. Let's just say that.
Of course.
You gonna say y'all kiss my ass.
Exactly. My big fat
you bastards. Exactly. All you bastards over me. I'm the greatest of all time. I helped all you bastards in.
Look at that.
We're going to have a kiss the ring ceremony next week.
Harris County, Texas. How the hell is Harris County, Texas not reporting yet?
That's a bunch of urban.
It's
Texas,
the city
right?
of Houston.
Okay, that's why. It's probably still people waiting in line.
No,
stuff,
but zero reporting?
Mm-mm, they want to make. I think they be doing this crap on purpose, make people wait, sit on edge.
Anyways,
that's just like Atlanta and the Georgia one. Yeah. They ain't reporting nothing.
Well, anyways,
did Linda McMahon keep her feet?
She wasn't running.
Oh no, she part of the cabinet.
Yeah,
my
she
bad.
Part of the cabinet, but still.
Chris Matthews up late. All these people who used to work the late night. They,
George Stephanopoulos, who works in the mornings, now he's working at night, probably.
Oh yeah, George Stephanopoulos. He's up. George gonna be up.
George will be up all night. You'll see him tomorrow on Good Morning America after about 10 cups of coffee.
You got Meghan McCain and all these people on the ABC coverage.
Oh, boy.
Poor Beto. He stood in there for a minute.
Well, it's still possible. Like I said, Houston
hey,
County.
Man, let me tell you something. Let me say this. About this here country we living in, huh? You here, look at him. Those R's will do whatever it takes to maintain some power, man. It's all about the power. And I ain't talking about fighting the power. I'm talking about maintaining it. For us, for people like Florida and Texas to overtake the R, every person who is not a R would have to vote. There cannot be no person that cannot vote. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, boss. Because so many of them have flooded to Texas and Florida, places like that. You feel me? They ain't like it. The map ain't like it was back in the day when we was growing up. Well, there wasn't as many snowbirds and stuff like that. Everybody coming to Florida, Texas, they're coming to the South, man.
Can somebody give John King a chair?
And my whole soliloquy, you just put out with John King get a chair. John King's ass gonna get plenty of rest because he don't do nothing else but be on that boring 12 o'clock show. At high noon.
But, you know what, Tony? So you're right about not everything in this country.
It's a numbers game. They flood the zone. They flooded the zone.
Well, we're going to.
They'll concede.
We're going to see what
but
happens.
What I'm saying
the night
is young. They'll concede those, like, places like the Dakotas and, you know, what's another little small, Idaho,
Wyoming, Montana,
Wyoming, places like that. Yeah, you know, those used to be heavy, like, you know, I'm going to take it there because it's the rant and I'm going to say it. Caucasian heavy places. Now, all of them just moved to Florida, to Texas, and they flood the zone.
So, who the hell is left in those areas?
They Caucasian. They're not as Caucasian heavy as Florida. It's, I bet it's more Republican here in Florida than it is in Idaho, of course, in Texas, because that's where AA everybody is moving there, or out the out west, you know, the California, Arizona, that way. All these other places is pretty much like podunk city. Alabama, you know, Georgia. You can call me an elitist if you want to, but I'm a realist. I see the map. You saw it. all that red in Florida. You went down from the pen, started from the panhandle down the curb, the I-4 corridor. It was all red. I was like, damn. So all these people got out to vote and still all that red. You know what I'm saying? And the only blue was like, okay, down by your way, South Florida, a little bit in Central Florida. But that whole panhandle, 95, you know, 10 up there, they got that on smash. I mean, Gillum was killing the game, and then that, man, that damn left coast came in like Pensacola all over. I mean, you see, the Sanders was like, woo, smoked him. I mean, he was doing good work. He was like, yeah, I'm good. Man, that damn left coast and panhandle came in out by Destin, Florida. What Tony Schiavone called out there by Club La Vila, the Redneck Riviera.
Panama City, yep.
Yep, Panama City. And you would think it wouldn't be like that because it's like a lot of urban up there with you. Pensacola, like Emmett Smith and Deion, Noah.
Well,
it's country, Podunk up there.
It's very country. But it's very country.
Roy Jones Jr.
But like, it's country, but it's not that urban.
Exactly. I guess you hit it right on the head.
Because here's the thing. I'm gonna give you an example, a story about my
up that way.
About up that way. Doesn't involve me, but it involves somebody I know. I have a runner that works for us, and you know, he's an urban fella. Let's just put it that way. If you all catch my drift. And but look at this. They brought in everybody now.
Oh, hell. They're going to start this arguing now.
Yeah, they're going to start yelling and pointing fingers, and Anderson Cooper's got his glasses on. So
Anderson's going to sit back and let him go.
Anyways,
somebody going to get called a racist about four times.
Don Lemon will keep his mouth shut. I mean, he ain't there right now, but he'll keep his mouth shut. Until he's
no, Don be telling like an ITE.
He does, but he's got to keep his mouth shut until the polls are closed. Don't do anything to jeopardize your job, Don. Anyways,
Don be telling like it is until Don Lemon is like raw as war, like the war zone. Don Lemon like the war zone. When he come on, it's gonna get ugly. You need his own leader.
So, I sent my runner one day up to an area up in North Florida. I believe it was Hernando County. Okay. A lot of you have never heard of Hernando County in your life. Let me see. Let's try that. Let's see. Hernando is near. Is let's say it's in the Tampa area. Let's just put it that way. Okay. And one of the cities in the city of Hernando there's two cities in Hernando County. One is the city of Spring Hill, and another one is good old Brooksville. Okay, Brooksville, Florida.
That's right down the street from me.
So, one day I sent them up there, and they did the work, they did what they got to do, and when they came back, they told me, I don't ever want to go back up to Hernando County, because they were giving me dirty looks the whole time I was there.
I can believe it. It's a part of Florida. It's a part of East Orlando called Biflo. They like that. We drive through there. You don't stop in Biflo.
You see, a lot of people, they don't understand. Okay, a lot of people forget that when they think of Florida, okay, well, I'm going to Florida for my vacation. They're going to go to Miami. They're going to go to Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Panama City. You know, sometimes you have a lunatic that might want to go to Jacksonville or Daytona and things like that. But that's, you know, four or five locations in a state that has 67 counties, 30 million people, and most of it, okay, is rural, okay? There's nothing but asphalt. There's nothing but grass, forest, farms. You know, there's a stretch from US 27 that goes from, it's right outside of Clewiston, okay, which is in Hendry County. I believe it's Hendry County. And it goes from Clewiston all the way up to right outside of Lakeland, which is, I don't know, probably about 20 miles south of Tampa. That is nothing but citrus groves.
Orange trees.
That's it. That, from Clewiston to Lakeland, is probably an hour and a half drive. We're talking like it's 120 miles. That's what most of Florida is. And a lot of people don't see that. Don't know that. You know, they a lot of people, when they say, well, you know, I'm going to Georgia, the first thing that comes to their mind is Atlanta. Well, Atlanta's not a farming city. But you go to these small counties in Georgia, it's nothing but farms. Where the hell do you think peaches and peanuts and things like that come from? They come from Georgia.
And Jimmy Carter.
You know, Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer.
Yep.
Before he became president.
That's a rag-riches story if I ever heard one.
You know, it's not like how you've got all these politicians over the last several years. You know, in my lifetime, okay, we've had six presidents, okay? I was born when Ronald Reagan was president. Then, of course, we had, you know, the first Bush and then Clinton and second Bush and Obama and now Trump. But when I was born in 1982, Reagan had already been president for 2.5 years. Jimmy Carter left office in 1980, or beginning of 81. And I think he was the last president that did not have some sort of, like, what's the right word I want to say? Have some sort of background of, you know, high politics and money and things like that. Because, you know, Ronald Reagan came in. He was the governor of California, but Ronald Reagan was an actor. Then you've got Bush Senior, who was the head of the CIA. Okay, and then he was vice president, so he had high profile jobs, but he comes from a family of money. Bill Clinton, he didn't come from a family of money, but he was Arkansas governor for a long time prior to.
He was a lawyer too, right?
And he was a lawyer, and so was Hillary. Bush Jr. came along, owned the Astros, right? He owned the Astros.
No, he owned the Rangers.
The Texas Rangers. He was the governor of Texas. His daddy was president. His brother was governor of Florida. And, of course, comes from money. Obama. Obama didn't have much of a political background other than he was a senator from Illinois. But he was a lawyer. So he had a little bit of money. And of course, I don't need to tell you about Trump. So we're talking, it's nearly 40 years that there's been somebody that has been at the helm of the country that had a true rags-to-riches story. Though they will tell you Jimmy Carter was one of the worst presidents this country has ever seen.
You know? Oh, no. Somebody's shooting for that crown right now.
I think so. He wants every conceivable crown. He wants to be the best and the worst at the same time.
You want to make a statement.
Oh, yeah.
I was the best and the worst at the same damn time.
So, you know.
Oh, my God. But, Jimmy, that is a rags to riches story. I mean, Ronald Reagan, he started off as an actor, but, you know, he has been. But from a peanut farmer. Come on now.
A peanut farmer.
To the White House.
And I'm trying to think. Before that, let's see. Before Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, well, he just fell into the job. Because Richard Nixon resigned. Richard Nixon was vice president before that, and he was a senator in California, I believe. I could be wrong.
And by the way, I watched the Watergate documentary that was on the History Channel. Man, that Richard Nixon, boy. I never sat back and watched it.
He was trying to be a slick bastard.
He was crooked as the letter S. I mean,
In retrospect, I think we'd be okay with Richard Nixon, you know, as president. But you know what was.
I don't know about that, though.
Well,
I'm going to tell you something.
We were talking today in the office, and my coworker goes, you know, she's very, very political, okay? And she's Democrat, but she's like uber political. Like, she's got her nose in everything, okay? Sometimes it's overkill. And she was saying today, you know, she hopes that everything goes in our favor and blah, 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 because, you know, Trump and everything is just horrible, and I can't believe it. And, like, I never thought there'd be a day that I would say that George W. Bush would have been a lot better at this job than.
Well, people been saying that since day one.
I mean, and I'm thinking, well, she's right.
He made Bush look like a rogue.
The only thing that was, and when you think about it in retrospect, okay, the only thing wrong with GW was that he was a complete idiot.
He didn't know no better.
It was, you know, you shook his head and it sounded like a box of rocks.
And you know the sad part is, Double A, now you look back on his presidency, you like.
He wasn't that bad.
And somebody threw a shoe. somebody threw a shoe at him.
He ducked.
Imagine what they need to throw at this other dude.
Sack of shit. A flaming dog of shit.
I know he sit at home sometimes. That's why he be talking crap. Because George W. Bush did catch a lot of flack when he was in that White House. I mean, he almost choked on a pretzel.
Right out the gate, too.
During the Super Bowl, he almost choked on a pretzel.
Speaking of choking, I don't know if you saw this story. It has nothing to do with politics. But there was a boxer, a former light heavyweight champion, that was in a croissant eating competition and choked on the croissant and died.
Oh my God, that's a horrible way to go.
It's a horrible way to go, but I gotta be honest with you, Tony C. That if I'm gonna choke on something, I damn sure don't want to choke on a croissant.
like a whole, like,
he was in a croissant eating contest, and he got to croissant number 3 and started choking. It probably went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, he's in a contest.
He was in
okay,
a contest.
I got you.
But I don't want to die choking on a croissant. If I'm gonna
this
choke,
is not a regular one.
Let me tell you something.
A sandwich, maybe.
No, not even that. If I'm going to die choking on something, you know.
It ain't going to be no damn bread. Bread ain't going to take me out.
I want not even that, a croissant.
Yeah, bread ain't going to take me out.
You know, a bread that's a little fagelish, you know?
Exactly.
I want to go out choking on some French fries or some yard
hot wings.
Hot wings, you know?
Or like W almost got taken out by a prep.
That, you see? That would be acceptable. But a croissant? That sounds very effeminate, you know? I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but yeah, a croissant. Anyways.
CNN breaking news. Your president almost choked on some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Wolf Blitzer announcing that. That'll
be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Wolf Blitzer. Let's go to our chief White House correspondent, Evan Perez, or whatever the hell. You know.
Caitlin Collins.
Whatever.
Abby Phillips. Outside the White House where the EMTs are right now.
Yeah. Let's go to CNN's Brooke Baldwin. She's on the scene.
That's right, Wolf. We're standing outside the White House right now. And yes, you heard correctly. A piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken almost took the 45th president out.
We're trying to establish if it was a piece of original or extra crispy. We don't know yet. But we're trying to establish that, Wolf. All right, let's go to our chief terrorism correspondent.
Phil Mudd.
Yeah, exactly.
To talk about how the chicken is about to be put on the terrorist list.
Exactly.
KFC about to get put on the terrorist list. My God.
Let me ask you something, so-and-so. The colonel has been dead since 1980, but is it possible that the colonel set this up to take Donald Trump out? I mean, many analysts are speculating that it's an attack from the colonel himself.
No, that would be on Fox News. You would hear Tucker Carlson talking about his assassination attempt. Breaking news.
And then they're in commercial.
Colonel Sanders.
And then they're in commercial, and they come back. They break into the commercial break to let everybody know that it wasn't chicken. He actually was choking on some coleslaw.
Oh my God! KFC has been shut down
because of some coleslaw.
Under investigation for assassination attempt. On Donald J. Trump.
Via coleslaw.
Every KFC location has been shut down and marked on the terrorist list, yo.
We're going to get back.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get back to the election returns here in a minute, but let's talk about this. Because you're talking about chicken, okay? What was it? Thursday, I think. Thursday or Friday. I text Tony C a picture of a sign outside of a Popeye's Chicken in Houston, Texas, that if Derek Lewis defeated Daniel Cormier at the UFC pay-per-view event this past weekend, that particular location in Houston, Texas was going to give away free that particular Popeye's was going to give away free chicken on Sunday. Well, I don't need to tell everybody, but Derek Lewis did not win. But me and Tony C were kind of hoping he would have won, just so that we could see the hysteria,
the Pam that, on all that free,
the pandemonium,
all that free chicken
at that Popeyes. Because you know somebody's, you know, some of these people probably pulling up in a pickup truck, thinking that they're going to fill up the flatbed.
Damn right, they said all this free chicken we can get. They bet. They know that man was going to win. That's what it did.
That's why they did it.
Because if he'd have won, they'd have put a limit on the chicken. They'd have been like, well, you got to read the fine print.
Oh, man. So, let's talk about that. Derek Lewis did not win. Daniel Cormier did win. He is now a double champion in the UFC.
Oh, my God, this guy.
And, you know, immediately,
Crown Jewel was on Friday.
Crown Jewel was on Friday. Brock Lesnar regained the Universal Championship after a squash match with Braun Strowman. And come to find out, I kind of understand why Brock won. But
why? Tell me why.
I'll tell you why in a second. But Joe Rogan immediately went to Daniel Cormier, and he said this.
To the next challenge, which is most likely going to be Brock Lesnar. What are your thoughts on that?
Brock Lesnar, when you come, bring that brand new WWE title to I feel like being a WWE champion too. Let's go! Let's go, Brock! Bring that belt with you if you come to my house.
Now, I don't know, I've been doing this show now for 11 years, and, you know,
you haven't seen that much booking going on.
571 episodes of, I've done probably 1,000 additional other shows, I've done 300 pay-per-views, I've done so many roundtables, and things like that. I've hosted other shows on this network, I've probably in total have hosted 1,500 shows, you know, in 11 years. I've been on the air more hours than I care to think about, you know, probably a lot longer than Wolf Blitzer has been on CNN. And I'm going to tell you, from early on in the history of this program, or at least me doing this, I've always said that something smells fishy in the land of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. And, you know, I've had a lot of people say I'm crazy, I'm this, I'm that. And we've had a lot of heated discussions about this. That's all fine and well. But I believe Daniel Cormier kind of proved my point that the fix is in. And because he essentially challenged Brock Lesnar for the Universal title. And as it stands right now,
in a UFC arena.
In the UFC arena. And as it stands right now, all indications are pointing that could very well happen. Because there is nothing on paper as of right now that shows that Brock Lesnar is going to lose that title anytime soon. We are under the impression that Brock, from all reports that have gone out, Brock has signed what is being described as a temporary deal with the WWE that will allow him to work two or three marquee matches, including the Survivor Series, in 2 weeks. And what many people speculate will probably be either the Royal Rumble and or WrestleMania. The contract has a clause in it that it allows him to also moonlight as an MMA competitor in the UFC.
Hey, man, let me tell you this. You're not going to disrespect my boy like that and say he moonlight.
I'm not going to disrespect Brock, but my point is this.
He is going to be the new UFC Universal Heavyweight Champion. Well, three belts.
So Daniel Cormier challenged him. Brock, of course, we haven't heard from Brock yet, but
he'll be on Raw Monday.
He's going to be on Raw probably Monday to hype the Survivor Series. And
beat up AJ Styles for second year in a row.
I got to tell you, though.
Daniel Cormier show up in the L.A.
He'll be there. He'll be at the Staples Center. He'll be there. But a lot of people think I'm crazy. But here it is. There it is. Live TV. Daniel Cormier challenges Brock Lesnar to a WWE title match.
In a UFC, at a UFC
pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view event.
Exactly. Somebody's booking it. So after I saw that, I'm on my way home Saturday night, and I'm texting Tony C, you know, when I found this out. Of course, it was news to Tony C, but I was listening to a post-show for the fight, because the fight apparently ended really late. And I was listening to a post-show on my way home, and the post-show airs on a channel that also airs Busted Open, which is a wrestling show that SiriusXM airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 12 every day, with a replay immediately following. So the show is very...
Is it a call-in show?
It's a call-in show. And, you know, Mark Henry hosts, I think, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Bully Ray hosts Mondays and Fridays. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, Tommy Dreamer sometimes in there. And the main host is Dave LaGreca, who's also been on this network because he's been on The Shining Wizards. So the station that this airs on is very a wrestling heavy station, because they air Busted Open several times throughout the day, and then of course they air the Wrestling Observer show on the weekends. So on this post show for the UFC fight, they have the UFC guy. They have the UFC panel, you know, the experts. Like, we're experts here on wrestling. They have the UFC experts over there talking. And one of the guys and the producer starts saying, well, you know, Daniel Cormier called out Brock Lesnar. And, you know, as we all know, Brock won the title at Crown Jewel. Blah, 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 blah. And the producer's like, yeah. You know, it's like... At the way things are going, it sounds like Brock is going to go to the UFC and put that title on the line. The UFC guy is like, that would take away all legitimacy in the sport. At what point are you not going to accept the fact that that there's some sort of scripting to this? Because why the hell would Daniel Cormier cut a wrestling promo at a UFC event against a wrestler who is a current champion and ask for a title match? Why the hell, when Brock Lesnar comes out to fight in the UFC, he comes out to not just any music, but he comes out to his WWE entrance theme?
Because that's his theme song, Double A.
Why is it when several people in the UFC win big matches, they cut a promo? Do you think that this whole thing that happened with Conor McGregor and Khabib Nurmagomedov, whatever the hell his name is, was a shoot? Come on, folks, that's a work. They're stringing you along because they're going to bring you another fight. So they need something to sell pay-per-views. The rematch is going to be massive between those two. Because there's, quote-unquote, bad blood. Which, in wrestling, bad blood sells tickets. You got to book it somehow.
Isn't that called Or it could be a pay-per-view.
Yeah, or it could be a pay-per-view, exactly. You know? But Daniel Cormier kind of just told, put everybody out of the carpet and said that this is pretty much as a work because we're going to have a WWE title match at a UFC pay-per-view in the near future. And it's just, and it's, you know, who airs UFC events when they're not on pay-per-view? And they're by the way, with his noise.
Here he comes, drowning out, Double A.
It's been quiet all show. So fix that noise.
What's the matter?
Fix the noise. You're humming.
I don't know why, because my volume's not up.
There, see? Whatever you did, much better now.
Sound like you're on a fly.
So, what is the chance that...
Wait a minute. Whatever you just did fixed it. So, obviously, something was either too high. Now, let me finish what I was going to say here before you interrupted me with your noise. Daniel Cormier challenged Brock Lesnar for a UFC title match, or for a WWE title match. Fox airs UFC. And all of a sudden now, Fox wants Daniel Cormier to be working on commentary on SmackDown. You're telling me that these people are not all in bed together?
Man, go.
Well, I hope that this will teach people that want to insist that UFC and MMA is not rigged, not controlled, that it's all up and up.
No, it's not up and up. You know, listen, I've said it before and I've said it again and I'll explain it real briefly because I don't want to dwell on this. The fights, they get paid to fight for real. But before they go out there like they do in wrestling, the promoter gets the two guys at the curtain and says, "All right, guys, here's the finish for the match." That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And
so what's the chance?
How you get to the finish is up to you.
What's the chance that we have this Cormier-Lesnar match? And it's sponsored by the WWE.
Did I not?
And you see that?
Go ahead.
You see their logo on the floor.
Did I not say? Well, I don't know if that'll happen, but did I not say? Did I not say some 2-3 months ago when this started bubbling that it would be a possibility that you would have that the way that this would work out would be that you would not have the WWE title match at the UFC? I don't see that happening. I see Brock having a WWE title match or facing Daniel Cormier at WrestleMania in an MMA fight. Do you understand? Like somehow the sides are going to bleed together at some point. The lines are going to get blurred.
Wouldn't that be a street fight?
I don't know. We can dust off the Lion's Den and see what happens. You know,
you put him in the Lion's Den.
But
Dan Severn gonna be the referee?
Maybe. But you know what it is? It's just the lines are blurred now between the two companies, the two promotions.
They might as well start a partnership together.
Why not?
Along with NXT.
Why not? Those commercials that they show on Raw. You know, for the new lineup, the new Wednesday night lineup on the WWE Network, why not just add another show to the lineup? 205 Live at 7, NXT at 8, NXT UK at 9, and at 10 o'clock, the UFC.
But you're going to have a lightweight UFC division over there. You're going to have people like, what's the guy that talked for Bobby Lashley? Leo Rush, exactly. And
he can't cut it. Hey, that's going to be next. Bobby Lashley, you know, he's got a legitimate MMA career. So he's going to start going back to MMA with his mouthpiece, Leo Rush. Could you imagine Bobby Lashley working an MMA match and Leo Rush, Lashley. Oh, my God.
Double A Harris kind of just came in or what?
Oh, it did.
MSNBC.
Well.
Old Cruiserator hanging in there.
Oh, man, but it's too funny.
The only thing going to be left after the end of this world is going to be cockroaches, styrofoam, and Ted Cruz. I promise. At the end of the world.
So we're going to see what happens. We're going to follow the story here of Daniel Cormier and Brock Lesnar because, I mean, they're going to fight at some point. You know, whether or not there's titles on the
Bobby
line.
Lashley wanted to fight Brock Lesnar, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. We're not going to. There's just no avoiding it. But how it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, how they're going to promote it, how the two promotions are going to co-promote the event is going to be interesting. But I suspect, I would venture to say that Daniel, because here's what I think. I'm gonna tell you what's my line of thinking here. Let's say the title's not on the line in the UFC because we want to keep UFC a legitimate sport. Okay, let's do that. Let's go with that line of thinking, Tony C. All right.
What do you mean?
Wait a minute.
They fight in
WWE? No. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. Let's say they sign on the dotted line for their fight, but the Universal title is not at stake, so they want to keep the fight legitimate. Okay? They want to keep it looking. They don't want to sully the image of the UFC by bringing in the WWE Universal title over there. It'll just be Brock Lesnar. No advocate, no nothing. It's just Brock Lesnar, the MMA fighter, versus Daniel Cormier.
Can he bring the belt with
him? No belt. So we keep it like... Listen. So we keep the fight on just like that. Very simple. Daniel Cormier versus Brock Lesnar, UFC title on the line. And let's say it happens to... Just to throw out a date here, it happens January 15th of 2019. Now, I don't know what day January 15th is, but I'm just speculating. Let's pretend it's a Saturday night. Okay? And Daniel Cormier defeats Brock Lesnar, and that's it. Brock Lesnar goes home, gets a good night's sleep, and then goes back to working at the WWE, where he continues his program for the Universal title, where he's defending it against, Braun Strowman, okay, or Seth Rollins, or whoever is the challenger for the Universal title. That match, where the next title defense for Brock happens at the 2019 Royal Rumble in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay? It's a stadium show. Okay? So Brock successfully defends the title. Still the Universal Champion. In comes Daniel Cormier entering the Royal Rumble. Cormier mysteriously wins the Royal Rumble and thus challenges Brock Lesnar to a Universal title match at WrestleMania. After what I witnessed on Friday in Saudi Arabia, I don't put it past the WWE to do something like this. Because according to Daniel Cormier, his next fight or the next two fights is it. He's done. He's going to retire as a UFC competitor. So, what better way to set up Daniel Cormier as part of the SmackDown announce team and a part of the WWE family then right before they go to Fox, he works a program on television. And that program being that Daniel Cormier ultimately becomes the Universal Champion at WrestleMania.
Oh, my God. And beats Brock Lesnar twice.
And beats Brock Lesnar twice. And we don't hear from Brock Lesnar for a long time after that. Now, who does Cormier lose the title to? That's a very good question. I don't have an answer to that. But maybe he relinquishes the title. Because he only did it to prove a point.
So Vince is just going to keep bringing in MMA people and giving them the belt?
You know what?
Because he's in bed with them.
Let me tell you something, okay? Because now let's go back to what happened this past Friday at Crown Jewel. Let me start, first and foremost, that WWE did everything possible not to let you know they were in Saudi Arabia.
Except when they panned to that girl that had that thing on her face.
Yeah, there was... they were in Saudi Arabia, but whatever. And I remember last week I came on here and I talked about how Jim Ross explained that they should go for the simple fact that it's a good payday for the boys and it would be good for their families and whatnot. I heard another explanation as to why WWE went to Saudi Arabia. And this makes a lot of sense, okay? And I believe this. If WWE did not go to Saudi Arabia, they would have been in breach of their contract with the sports authority over there. And let's be honest, do you want to owe money to the government of Saudi Arabia in 2018?
Somebody's going to come up missing. You understand?
Exactly. So... they said, you know what, let's just go and do the show. We'll do the best that we can. Renee Young was there on commentary, but she was covered from the neck down. All in black. And the pay-per-view, the event was... The highlight of the night was the New Day coming down to the ring on a magic carpet.
Oh, right.
And I don't know how the people in Saudi Arabia took that, but it was hilarious in my opinion. The other thing that was just There was two things in that event that left you saying, oh my God. Let's start with the Universal title match.
Loved it.
Brock defeated Braun in a squash for the Universal title, but the squash being that Baron Corbin hit Braun with the title beforehand, and Braun just never really was able to get a hold of his bearings. Okay. I found out today in reading an article that Braun is dealing with some major knee problems. And Dave Meltzer was quoted in saying that Braun's knees are shot. They're just horrible. They're in horrible
condition. I can believe that.
And I guess putting the title on Brock or Braun was not the right thing to do in the event that Braun has to be taken out of the game due to injury. Because if you saw on Monday Night Raw, Braun ran after Baron Corbin pretty gingerly, and now Alexa Bliss also is on the shelf. That's why she's not wrestling in Survivor Series. WWE can't afford to have all these people on the shelf, because if you recall, okay, last year, Roman Reigns was out with that damn flu or that cold or whatever that was going around that also took out Bray Wyatt and a few other people.
JoJo.
And all these people were out, and Kurt Angle had to fill in for Roman Reigns on several matches and things like that. AJ had to work a match against Finn Balor that was unadvertised and things like that. So, you know, this is not good times for WWE right now. So they figured, put the title on Brock and we'll just figure out what we're going to do later. It's Big Show season after all, and we don't have to worry about it too much. The other thing that really
I mean, don't you ever send that nasty picture of Triple H?
I'm going to talk about Triple H too. But the other thing that
gross.
The other thing I want to touch on is the World Cup. The matches were okay until we got to the finals. And my first comment was, here we've got the finals of the World Cup, two guys from Ohio, but both being billed from Hollywood, just different Hollywoods. Vying to be the best in the world, and here they are in the finals. Miz goes down with a faux injury and is replaced by Shane McMahon, who ultimately wins the tournament.
Now, I think John Cena pulling out of that show really threw that off.
No,
because
I don't think so.
I really thought that they was going to crown him, you know, best in the world, just so he can, you know, cap off his career.
No, apparently this was planned out in advance.
Yeah, I know what they're saying. I know what they're saying.
And it's that Shane is turning heel, obviously, and that Shane wants to beat the hell out of Stephanie's Monday Night Raw and win the Survivor Series.
Like last year.
That's why he did it. Which, okay, whatever. I thought it was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It was embarrassing. Then we get to the main event. Triple H and Shawn Michaels against The Undertaker and Kane. And while the match was far from a clinic, was far from a fucking...
It went longer than I thought that match was going to go.
It went long. The match was slow. And honestly, I don't know where the hell Triple H got hurt. At what point in the match it happened. But Triple H tore his pectoral muscle completely off. And if you haven't seen the picture of Triple H's bruised body, and now any possibility of Triple H working a match at WrestleMania have now been thrown out the window. But...
So the only person ever losing that ain't never had that injury is Ric Flair, right? Because Orton did it by hitting it.
Orton did not tear his pec. Orton broke his... Orton suffered he suffered a hyperextended he dislocated his shoulder, but it was like in such a way that it had to require surgery. You understand? But it wasn't that. He hit the mat too hard. I remember Batista tore his pectoral muscle.
And he had to give up the world title.
But my goodness. Shawn Michaels did a moonsault and went face first to the floor. But I gotta tell you though, and I gotta give it up to Shawn. Shawn says that he's never gonna wrestle again after this match. I'm gonna hold it to Shawn, but there's people that want to see Shawn wrestle AJ Styles and things like that, whatever.
Why now?
Whatever.
But the man, he's not in his prime.
Yeah.
So,
but the thing is that Shawn wrestled the one match, and I think Shawn should leave it at that one match, and that's it. I think with that one match, it doesn't tarnish Shawn's retirement.
If he wrestles more matches
than that,
he's coming back, ain't he?
I don't know. If he wrestles more matches, I don't know. That would be bad. I even heard a rumor thrown around that WWE was because, you know, since all their WrestleMania plans have been thrown out the window with Roman Reigns gone, now Triple H is not a part of it. I even heard somebody throw around the possibility that WWE could entertain the idea of doing Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker again.
I don't want to see that.
They're going to have to do something.
So,
if you talk about Hollywood showing up at
the end, why don't you elevate some of the guys you got?
WWE needs to figure those things out. You know, I think once after the Survivor Series is passed, WWE needs to take a long, hard look at what they got and figure out how they're going to go from, you know, TLC forward. And because after TLC, they need to start building for WrestleMania. So I don't know. They've had to figure some things out. But anyways, I hope that was Shawn's last match. Because like I said, if
you can bring Hollywood out of retirement, give him the title run.
No.
He'd be like that movie The Wrestler, Die in the Ring.
I don't think he died in the ring, The Wrestler. But
who, The Wrestler?
I don't think he died.
Well, it was kind of indicated. It's left
it
to your
was
imagination.
Indicated, but I don't think he died. But whatever.
They gonna need all hands on deck at WrestleMania. What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just so ridiculous. The state of WWE right now. But I don't
it's
know.
Roman Reigns, that
show on Friday though was really an embarrassment. Say what you will about the Saudi thing, but the show in general was just an embarrassment. It was not a good show.
You know, maybe if the WWE was wanting to build somebody up, actually build them up, and not do things to knock them back down while they're in the middle of some momentum. Like this match with Becky Lynch and
Ronda Rousey.
Okay. Becky's hot, and you could put her on an amazing role, and that's going to come to an end, and she's going to lose to Ronda Rousey.
Because
they want Ronda Rousey to look.
She could throw the match and do a disqualification. And if Becky throws the match and does a disqualification, then she's safe. She's safe.
You can hope.
You know?
I don't like the champion-based champion thing.
Yeah, well, it was announced.
Never have.
It was announced on SmackDown that the AOP is now going to face the Bar, so two heel tag teams are going to face each other at Survivor Series. In case you missed Monday Night Raw, the AOP defeated Seth Rollins in a handicap match to win the Raw tag team titles.
I like
Drake Maverick.
A Hall of Fame manager.
I like him. I really like Drake.
I like Rockstar Spud.
Because here's the
I
thing.
I always done him.
Here's the thing. When they sort of dismissed Paul Ellering, I was like, this team needs a mouthpiece. You know, they should have kept Paul Ellering because, you know, Paul Ellering is Paul Ellering. You know, I mean, he's managed the Road Warriors and he was with them for so many years and this and that. He's an iconic name. And he brought the AOP to prominence in NXT. And there's Wolf Blitzer. He got out of his chair again. Anyways.
He be killing that turn, man. Yeah, I'm waiting on that foot to get caught.
That gear, the gear in the chair is going to give out. Anyways, not the gear. Not the gear, the... oh, God. What the hell is the thing? The thing that makes the chair go up and down.
The lever?
Not the lever. He's going to wear out the hydraulic in the chair.
John King gonna act like he'll still die and still point at the damn board.
No, they'll zoom in on Washington D.C. and show. As you can see, this is where Wolf Blitzer fell. It doesn't have an impact. It doesn't have an impact on the returns just yet, because we're still waiting on all of CNN to report, but.
My God, Jake Tapper ain't moved out there.
No,
Jake
he hasn't. His ass
Jake
must be asleep.
Ain't.
Jake Tapper's ass must be asleep, and John King's feet must be asleep because he's been standing up for the last 3 hours. Wolf Blitzer's the only one moving around. Wolf Blitzer's 200 years old.
John King been standing up. This is like 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Wolf Blitzer's 200 years old, and he's the only one moving around.
Wolf looking spry out there. He can't wait to kick it to Anderson and Don Lemon.
Of course.
Whatever
he's worn out.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
He's got to take his blood pressure medication soon. Jesus Christ.
How the hell
Anderson Cooper sitting off in the other studio.
How the hell does Rick Scott keep winning elections in Florida?
I have no idea. Anderson,
man, you missed the breakdown or why? Look at the map.
He's just he won all the hick counties.
Exactly.
That's just pretty much what it is.
Florida people don't realize a lot of people that live in Florida now, compared to when me and Double A was growing up and back in the day, that are born and raised here, are few and far between.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a lot more import. A lot of people moved here. They're not from Florida,
because,
so they don't have like the Florida values.
Because
back in the day,
I live in South Florida. I live in the southernmost part of the United States, but I am not considered part of the South. Do you hear a southern twang in my voice?
Yeah, I know the. You got to go north to go south in Florida.
There is, yeah, exactly. Even in Tony C's neck of the woods, the southern twang is ain't that prevalent. It
is not
prevalent.
We are pretty much a retirement, relocation. I'm tired of the winter. We're coming down here. And a lot of these people are not from here. They stay here long enough to become resident, but they're not born and bred Florida in my blood and my veins.
No, I'm born in Florida. I'm from Hollywood, Florida.
Exactly. Like myself. That's why, you know, the electorate has changed. That has a lot to do with the electorate, I believe, as well, too.
What city were you born in?
Down here. It's considered Winter Garden, you know, outside of Orlando.
Oh, you were born in Winter Garden. All right.
Yeah. But I've also lived in Orlando growing up.
Yeah, but that's nothing because they're next to each other, you know?
Yeah, but when But
you know,
I'm a Floridian, too.
You're
and
a
too,
Floridian.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't move. I'm not a, like, what we call an implant.
That's
a lot of people come here. They are implants.
Yeah, that's like surfers.
People don't take that into these politicians and stuff. They don't take that into consideration when they put their little campaigns together. It ain't the same Florida it was 20 years ago, let alone 10 years ago.
Right.
And we get more and more of an influx of people coming from up north, coming down here. They're building these newer homes. I don't know about where you at, Double A, but up here, man, they just
taking
neighborhoods apart.
When I moved here to Pembroke Pines, okay, I was born in Hollywood, okay, and the first house I lived in Fort Lauderdale, okay, but we operated primarily in Hollywood because my school was in Hollywood. At the time, we had a restaurant. It was in Hollywood. We just primarily operated out of the city of Hollywood. And there'd be the occasion that, you know, you'd have to go to Miami or you go to Hialeah or whatever. But you didn't hear, nobody knew what the city of Pembroke Pines was in 1989 when I moved out here. In fact, when I moved out here, the city of Pembroke Pines was incorporated in 1960. When I first moved out here to Pembroke Pines, all of our mail was still designated, because at the time, before 1960, Pembroke Pines was part of the city of Hollywood. And when I first moved out here, all of our mail that we received in the house was designated city of Hollywood. And even on the rare instance, once in a while, I'll still get something in the mail that is city of Hollywood, you know, like it's, but it's been, I've already, you know, we've been here 30 years now. When I moved here, okay, there was nothing but farmland and, you know, forests and things like that. Hurricane Andrew comes through, destroys an area of South Florida. Everybody wants to migrate to this area of Pembroke Pines. Why? Because it was nothing but land, and now there's nothing but houses here. So I know exactly what you're talking about in terms of houses just popping up left, right, and sideways. Here, there's no more space to put any more houses.
Oh, yeah, they're making it happen up this way, man. Every time you look up, somebody, and see, this is what really, like, I don't understand, like, how a developer can charge, like, for real estate. I see you charging about $250,000, $100,000 for a home. Yo, that's ridiculous, man. Like, the average person can't afford that.
You'd be surprised.
That's one thing that grinds my gears. Don't get me started on.
No, but it's
the
just
United States in the real estate game. I think that's all the hustle anyway. $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 for a freaking house. Really, man? Really? I don't get it. I really, I can't wrap my head around that. But I know you're a homeowner, so
I mean,
when it's time for me to step out there and do that, I don't even want to think about it.
I don't know. You know what it is? I don't.
$200,000.
Well, you know what it is. You live up there. I live down here. So to me, that number is not. It doesn't surprise me. My house is $300,000.
Yo, that's ridiculous, yo.
You know, but the land,
and
here,
if you try to sell your house,
the land,
you
here
to get that $300,000 that they quoted you.
But that's the thing. You go and you buy. If you were to take my house, pluck it from the ground, and dump it somewhere in, let's say, Osceola County, my house would be worth $175,000 instead of $300,000. It's just how it is. It's where your house is located, what's around your house, the population, all that dictates price. And, you know, a house within the city of Orlando is going to cost a lot more than the same house in the city of Tavares or Eustis or what's another?
Talking about Lake County like that,
you know. No, but I don't say that in a disparaging.
No, I'm just,
way.
I'm messing with you.
Do you see my point?
I get what you're saying, man, but it seems like it costs more to, especially in this area, it costs more to live around people.
Because,
versus like
well,
how you was just talking about
you,
being away from everybody.
But look what's around you.
You are a stone's throw away
from the theme park capital of the world. So all that,
I get what you're saying.
Just in the city alone, okay? Just in the city alone here. I think my house is worth, they appraise the houses based on the square footage and how much each square foot is valued at. Just to give you an idea, okay? My house is, I think the last time I checked was like $15 or $16 per square foot, okay? I go up the road 2.5 minutes up the road. The square footage changes, and it's $20 a square foot because maybe that house is across the street from a school.
Oh, I understand.
You know,
that.
It's stuff like that.
I mean,
it's very. I don't agree that they should. That the appraisal should be based on those things, that they should be not so much a standard price, but there should not be such a discrepancy from living in Fort Lauderdale as it is to live in, you know, Chipley, Florida, which is up in the Panhandle. You know, or Live Oak.
I'm just saying, man.
You know, Rafer.
A nice home, shit. I can see a nice home.
Or Tony,
you know,
C's favorite city of Davenport.
What's that?
Your favorite city of Davenport, you know?
Oh my God, Four Corners right here. Don't get me started. They're giving away crap over there.
But,
don't nobody want to live over there.
Nobody wants to live there. But that's my point, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Surfer, you were born in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so he's born and bred there in Philly. But everybody in Philly, but the thing is, in Philly, most of the population in Philly, or at least that live in Philly, are born and raised in the state of Pennsylvania. They probably were not born in Philly. Maybe they were born in Pittsburgh, or they were born in Allentown or Harrisburg or whatever, or Hershey, but they're Pittsburgh.
Well, they're Jersey and Delaware too.
No, but what I'm saying, the majority of your state is probably Pennsylvania natives. What Tony C's point, what he was saying earlier was, most of Florida is not Florida natives. Most of it.
So basically, if I come from a podunk town in South Carolina, you know, North Carolina, Virginia, somewhere like that, and then I move to Florida, I'm probably bringing them podunk values right down here in Florida.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm moving to the big city of Jacksonville. And in Jacksonville,
exactly,
it's a big city of Pensacola, and for them, they think that's a big city, but they still the way they think doesn't change. You know, if you're a racist in Charleston, South Carolina, and you move to Pensacola,
you relocate
Florida,
to Florida.
What do you think? You leave your racism in South Carolina?
Nope. Well, there's just one less racist in South Carolina. That's all. That's what I don't think people understand about the late. The same thing goes for Texas too. Only place I don't think is as bad is in California.
Yeah, it's not bad there.
Because a lot of people, California, them California people don't leave.
So?
A lot of people born and raised in Cali, they stay there.
I need to talk about Jake Tapper for 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Jake Tapper has...
Why are you messing with Jake tonight, man?
Jake Tapper hasn't stood up the entire time I've been watching him. You've got John King.
Out there on commercial break.
You've got John King over there playing at that wall, even when he's not on camera. And Jake Tapper sitting at a desk with a stylus in his hand, playing on a touchscreen, just moving things around with his stylus.
So you saying John King go there practicing where he thinks Wolf Lips are going to want to go next?
Why the hell can't Jake Tapper get up and play with John King's screen for a minute and do his business over there? And there, Wolf got up in a hurry. You saw how fast he ran over there. This is past Wolf Blitzer's bedtime.
Oh, hell yeah. Wolf going to crash like a mug.
Mm-hmm. He's going to sleep at CNN tonight. He probably bought a sleeping bag or an air mattress. And he's going to sleep in his office there at the studios of CNN.
How long before your president tweet about them keeping the Senate? Thank you all you so much.
Around 3 a.m., I think. He's going to tweet.
When he go take that morning piss.
That early morning constitutional.
No, man, he don't crap at 3. That happened at about, he got to turn on Fox and Friends first, probably around about 6. 3:30, he be taking that piss. That's
do you
for
see, do you see
piss.
What I'm looking at?
No, I never had that problem.
Wait a minute, do you see what I'm looking at? I'm looking at Wolf walking back to the desk, and there's John King just off in the background playing with that damn touchscreen by himself.
He rehearsed it. You got to figure out who's still on the board, man.
He's got nothing else
but
that damn
alone, man.
He's got nothing else but that damn screen. He's got no papers. He's got nothing else.
In memory, that's it. The screen in his memory. Listen, John. Just John. Oh, the next time he'll get to touch the screen is what, in 2020. So
maybe
let him do his thing.
Maybe,
man,
if there's some ancillary things in 2019. You know.
Yeah, somebody retire or something, he might get taken back in 2019. Look at Wolf. Wolf looking spry.
I'm just looking at John King there in the background. I keep staring at him because, you know, he's got that look on his, like, this was the last thing Ted Turner bought me before he lost his power.
He was the one that had the board, Charlie Sykes.
Who was the guy on
all
these
talking here?
Tim Russert. He was the guy that had the whiteboard on NBC.
Oh my God! With a marker?
Yeah,
with
the
Sharpie?
Marker. Yeah, the Sharpie. That's right. Oh man,
I feel bad for old Wolf. I know what it's like to be out there when you're tired.
I mean, what the hell is Anderson Cooper doing? Why is he playing Candy Crush on his phone or something?
Oh no, he's waiting to get. They're gonna pick it up around 11 o'clock.
And what the hell is Don Lemon doing?
He's gonna bring it home at a man. Look, this stuff's gonna be on.
I know it's gonna be on all night, but still, it's gonna be on
all night.
I thought he wasn't
6 o'clock. People,
he is.
The 6 a.m. show starting at 5 tomorrow. I know on CNN. I don't know what time morning Joe starts. I think they're going to start at 6. But the 5 o'clock, the 6 o'clock show starting at 5. So
you know
John Lennon probably going. Hell no, I don't watch that. What you talking about?
No, they have Fox and Friends, and then they have a pre-Fox and Friends.
Oh, no. Don Lemon gonna bring it home from about midnight
to two
midnight to about five.
Oh, Jesus.
Something like that.
Could you imagine?
Well, he's Democrat.
Could you imagine, honey, I have to get to bed early tonight. I'm a guest on Don Lemon's show at 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some arguing tonight now. They're just waiting. Them talking heads, them pundits.
All that room for three
CNN
people. That's such a huge set for three people.
Here go your boy, John King. Got the board again. There you go. They called Florida yet.
No, I haven't called it yet.
John King.
But it looks like the Republicans,
they
are saying that the Republicans are going to keep control of the Senate.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah,
once Beto got walked down.
Yeah, how do people look at Ted Cruz and not realize this guy's a weasel and a liar? I mean, Trump had it right when he called him lying Ted. Plus, when he ran for Senate the first time, he only did it so he could try to run for president. And this is like a consolation prize of staying in the Senate.
Hey, man. When you close up next to Senator Hitler, they love him, man.
He looked like he a panty sniffer.
Hey, man. We all know the game. But if this thing is correct, and the blue side get the House of Representatives. Y'all should see old Maxine Waters up there.
No.
Aunt Maxine is gonna get cracking in a minute.
John King's gonna rest his finger tonight. He's gonna put his finger.
Oh yeah, that finger.
He's gonna put it on ice at the end of the night.
Rest his whole wrist. Oh, babe, I'm tired. Working this board all night. Some of these places, I'd be looking like the people that's running from some of these positions, they'd be like, I'd be looking at them like nobody else but that person would win, like in Oklahoma and Alabama.
Look at that. Most of Pennsylvania still has not come in yet, so.
As far as what, the House?
In general. Most of the votes, the returns have not come in.
80,000 vote difference.
Well, they said that the senator and the governor is a lot. So,
oh man,
right. I mean, that other guy, he was running
made
against.
It close.
I mean, he was a grade A clown. There was no way he was going to win.
So now we got to ask: did Surfer vote today?
Of course.
What time?
It was around noon.
And how long did it take you?
No, it didn't take long at all. I walked in, had one person ahead of me, gave him my name. They wrote down a number. They had me sign the book.
Does your voter ID say silver space last name Surfer?
Yeah.
You know,
I walked
silver.
The machine, pressed the buttons, hit vote, and walked out.
Double A, does your voter ID card say double last name A?
No. Just says A.
No anonymous.
So you didn't fill out the double?
No.
No anonymous.
Oh, man. When you sign your marriage license, you gonna sign it with two A's.
With two A's.
Or you gonna put double then A.
No, maybe I'll do double and then A. That way, it's legally spelled out.
Okay. Another question.
You know, because people are gonna ask. You know, what's the first A? What does the first A mean? And I'll have to tell them the first A stands for double. So,
does it say on your wedding invitation, does it say come and join, come and watch Double A and, you know, your fiance's name, join it in the holy matrimony? Do you put Double A on the wedding invitation?
No, well, it's just, it says,
is she hyphenating such and such A?
Is this
for her last name?
Wait a minute, this guy's
her last name. That's a great question. So it's a good question.
Like, no, you know what?
Is her last name going to be?
What if her last name was Grade, and she hyphenated Grade A?
Hilarious.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
so
maybe
that's a great question. Is she hyphenating her name, or is she just taking A as her last name?
Taking A as her last name.
Wow.
But,
young lady.
But this guy that was just on CNN, he had a cooler screen than John King. He had a see-through touchscreen.
He had a what type of screen?
He had a see-through.
Well, Kenny Smith does have one on Team NBA or TNT where he gets in the screen. That could be the same one.
Do you see what I'm seeing, Tony? Do you see John King there in the background?
I see Jake Tapperhead, and I see Wolf and Dana Bass. Oh, yeah, I see.
He's just standing there.
I see John King over there working, man. Let that man work.
He ain't working. Where's his desk?
He like the weatherman. He's doing his weather thing.
Yeah,
man.
Even a weatherman go to a computer and they work on the computer at a desk.
Hold up, yo. See, this is another thing that really kind of grind my gears. The Democrat won. People in Florida were voting Democrat for the House and stuff, but they voted Republican for the Sanders and Nelson.
Okay, the governor, I understand, because it's two unknowns, okay? The senator, though, that one throws me off because Bill Nelson is so well-known in the state of Florida. But I think a lot of people, I'm thinking that people just out of stupidity vote for Rick Scott because he is the current governor.
A lot of people
vote on the names they know. They use that logic.
But we got Democrats winning down here in the House. But the Senate, governorship.
Do you know all the names of all the Congress people that are the Congress?
Hell no, but I know people splitting tickets.
Of course not. You don't know the names. So if you are a ignorant voter, let's say you're an ignorant Democratic voter, you will vote down the party line in the areas where you don't know the names. But when you get to, you know, Rick Scott and Bill Nelson, you'd be like, well, I really don't know who Bill Nelson is. You know, I don't see him on TV that much, which is true. How often do you really see Bill Nelson on TV? When it's not the election and stuff going on, it's very rare that you'll see him on TV. But Rick Scott, you see him on TV all the time. I know Rick Scott, so I'll vote for him. That's how people
vote. Even though I voted Democrat all the way down the
team. Exactly. I recognize the name Rick Scott. People are stupid like that. They are just ignorant and stupid.
That's crazy, man.
You know, because
I'm sitting here watching, I'm like, them two guys winning the big seat, but in the Senate, and the House of Representatives, Democrat in Florida, Democrat. I mean, they just kicking people butt.
But you know what? You know what the problem is?
That's crazy.
Where the the Congress, where there's seats up and, you know, being vied for, are all Democratic areas where Nelson is winning. But in the areas where Rick Scott is winning, there's no seats being up, or there's no seats up for grabs.
Oh, that's right, because when you run from the top two seats, you need the whole state and not just your area. I got it.
So that's another thing,
too. That's how it works, right?
That's how it works. So on top of that, we've got pockets of the state that they don't have a seat that's up for grabs in this election.
And they're just voting for
senator and
governor.
Exactly.
Gotcha. There is no down ballot with them.
Exactly. I think there should be everybody should be voting
for re-election.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even if you're not in that area, people in Central Florida should be able to vote for people in Broward County seats. That's what we're talking about, right?
No.
Just throughout the state.
I'm, for example, everybody's seat should be up for re-election right now. You should not have a district in the panhandle that is not up for re-election because of timing or whatever. You know, let's say due to logistics, this
shouldn't be an off-year election. This should not
exactly. Like, for example, those
get
districts.
Get rid of all off-year elections.
Exactly. Those districts that don't have seats up for election now, they're going to have elections in 2019.
In 2 years. Yeah, in 19. Yeah.
In 19, that's where you have.
Which is an off-year.
Which is an off-year. You know, and yeah. I think that's ridiculous.
I get what you're saying.
I think you should vote. Listen, your states can be off, but all your elections within your state should happen at the same time, regardless. So if you've got, for under any circumstances, a seat, a House seat that for whatever reason was vacated over the course of a term, that should not throw the clock off. It should, you come in, you're put in that seat, you know there's a runoff election or whatever that puts a new person in that seat, and the clock should not start from when that person takes office or the year that person takes office. No, if that person takes office, let's say one of these seats, the person took office in June of this year, they should be up for re-election right now, regardless. But it's not like that, unfortunately.
I don't understand the concept of these people having these jobs for 20 and 30 years.
Well, that's another thing I was talking about today in the office, that these people that have had these jobs for 20, 30 years, you know, in some cases 40 years, they were 39, 40 when they got those jobs. We're going through a cycle right now where there's a lot of young people coming in, the Andrew Gillums, the DeSantises, and the people throughout the country that are young and that they're acquiring these positions in various offices. Those people there's a good chance that a good amount of those people are going to hold those positions or hold high-level positions in the government. You know, let's say this one is a congressperson now, but maybe in 10 years they're gonna switch to senator, and they'll be senator for a while. You know, whatever. The point I'm trying to make is that they're gonna be in that post for the next 30, 40 years. There's gonna be a good amount of those people that'll now be at that post for 30 or 40 years because that's just how it is. So now there's going to be a flush of, you know, like you're going to have your Chuck Schumers and your Dianne Feinsteins and things like this that have been at their post for 100 years. Well, they're just going to be, with the process of time, they're going to be eliminated, and new blood will come in, And that new blood could be 39, 40, 45 years old, whatever. And then they're going to hold that post for the same 30, 40 years. There'll be new blood, and it'll be exciting in those areas for 5, 10 years. But after the 10 years, that initial excitement wears off. And there's nothing special about them anymore, but they somehow manage to retain their post.
Great. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with going to get a real job.
Well, some people don't.
These people stay up here just so they won't have to go get a real job. That's crazy.
That's pretty much what it is.
They got, they get degrees and all this. That's why they sell their soul to these different groups and stuff. And electorates, because they're like, I don't want to go get a real job.
This goes back now to the last real politician that came from humble beginnings and knows it and accepts it and takes it back. Because Jimmy Carter, we talked about it, he was a peanut farmer and he became president. And what did Jimmy Carter do?
After he was governor first.
He was governor first. But what did Jimmy Carter do after he was president? He started working for Habitat for Humanity, building houses. He was doing labor. He was going out there and...
still doing it.
What was that?
He's still doing it.
He's still doing it. And he's 93 or 94 years old. He's getting out there every Saturday morning with a hammer and a ruler. Building.
I wish he'd build me a house.
Building dream houses for people.
Right.
Well, Surfer, if he builds you a house, he's got to build you a house with space for all your little appliances. And more,
air fryer and all that.
Your air fryer, your toaster oven. He'll build you a kitchen without a stove.
I don't have a toaster oven no more. I got one little small oven.
It's polls closing on the East Coast. Okay, at 11. On the West Coast.
California, 8 o'clock, and so. Things like that. So look at that. CNN is
Nevada and California.
Ted Cruz looks like he's going to win, but only, well, yeah, the margin, the difference is great between.
Great for him to come back.
Let us pray.
Yeah, but I don't think
Ruth Bader Ginsburg doesn't die no time soon.
Who knows, Surfer? Who knows?
The Tories, RBG.
Yep.
Well, you know, with the Democrats winning this, if they take the House, these next a year and some change, it's gonna be fun. CNN, you thought CNN broke the breaking news? Watch what's gonna happen. Mueller report probably gonna come out within the next week or two.
Probably.
And it's going to be a hearing on C-SPAN. It's going to get a whole lot of work because it's going to be a whole lot of hearings probably.
Yeah, well, if it comes out soon, it's only because Trump's going to try to fire Sessions so he can get another attorney general that can put a squad to
this
investigation.
This is CNN breaking news. Hello, folks. This is Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf looks tired. You can see it in his face.
He's coming down the home stretch right now.
He looks tired. You could see it in his face.
He's coming down the home stretch
right
now, man.
He's swaying side to side. Trying to stand up straight. He's
digging it. He coming down. He's leaking oil right now.
I don't know how much gas is left.
He's leaking
in the tank,
oil right now.
Yeah, look at this. Yeah. Who is this? I've seen her already a million times throughout the night.
That's Nia Malika Henderson.
She's easy on the eyes.
She's Steve King light.
She ain't too bad. Of course, her segments all night have been sponsored by Grubhub.
I tried to get Grubhub by my house, man. Grubhub don't come by my house, man. It's still.
Grubhub. Why,
is your neighborhood that bad?
Grubhub in
I guess it is.
No, but Grubhub in Fort Lauderdale, the selection is terrible. And Fort Lauderdale is a major city.
I guess mine is the same thing.
So, yeah, what delivery service do you have if you're not Grubhub?
What do you have? There's DoorDash. There's Uber Eats.
Uber Eats, I guess. Uber Eats, probably. Yeah. I haven't tried them yet.
Yeah. What about GoPuff? You got to do GoPuff?
No.
What the hell?
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of GoPuff?
No, surfer. I have not.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, the name tells it all. GoPuff is for people that want stuff delivered anytime. Like, and you see the commercials, and they talk about delivering, like, Kool-Aid. And
Postmates does that.
And Friday's food, like from the frozen Friday, the frozen food from Fridays, junk food for potheads.
Postmates does that. Postmates delivers all sorts of shit that you might want.
In the middle of the night, huh?
In the middle of the night. All these delivery services work in the middle of the night, too. So,
but they work when the cops ain't roaming.
Oh, man.
Chris Matthews up late. Yeah, normally he sleep this time of night.
I think Chris Matthews never sleeps. He's hyper and high strung.
Fox News. Sean Hannity somewhere. Pissed off.
I should be watching the Young Turks. They give you the real news.
Yeah, they good. Double A, are you gonna vote for Dr. Evil when he runs for Congress?
Oh man.
Man, when I saw that, I was dying.
Who's Dr. Evil?
Dr. Evil.
From Austin
Powers. What do you mean, who is Dr. Evil?
No, I mean, like, who are you referring to as Dr. Evil?
I'm referring to Dr. Evil. You didn't see that, video on the internet?
You didn't see You didn't see Dr. Evil on The Tonight Show?
No, I didn't see
Jimmy Fallon? First, he got fired from the Trump administration. Being the day he sent out a video to say he was running for Congress. You're gonna make him into the evil again.
I'm waiting for Zod to take over.
He's running for the evil party.
I'm waiting for Zod to take over everything, you know? I think we'd be better off kneeling before Zod.
Why do you say these things? You know I would kill you for them. I love General Zod.
Oh, man.
Son of our jail. Hey. Kneel before Zod.
If you like that.
You mean general, 1980s Zod, right? Not the.
Well, there's a new Zod.
Not the Zack Snyder Zod.
Hold on. It looks like. Hold on. Wait a minute. We're getting a. It looks like Gillum is conceding.
Oh, poor Andrew. You tried, man. You tried. You tried.
Yeah, he's conceding.
Yeah, he's conceding, yeah. He didn't know Florida was this racist. It's okay. He didn't know that, man.
Florida.
Redneck.
They probably went in all those redneck areas. And said, we're not putting no... You heard what DeSantis said. We're not going to monkey this one up.
Exactly. Nobody can get mad at me and Double A for talking about our state because we know what lives here.
You know what, man? They probably got those white robes all pressed and clean. They're gonna be burning some frosting tonight.
Well, listen, Andrew, you can go back to being the governor, or not the governor. The
mayor. Running Leon County,
running the city of Tallahassee.
I mean, yeah, he had nothing to lose. He had a job. He just was looking for a better one.
Yeah, a pay raise.
He was looking for a pay raise.
And for him, he would.
The only thing that I don't like is now we got to hear this DeSantis come around here talking all this baby Trump talk. Oh, my God. But they're going to have to step easy because the Democrats do that, will have the House. So a lot of stuff's going to come to light now. There's a lot of C-SPAN hearings.
Recount. Don't say
Oh, no, we don't need no recount on that. We saw the map. The way that map, John King, damn near every place he was touching in Florida was red. Red. Once you went past where I live, Central Florida, man, it was tough sledding. People out there in Cocoa Beach and not Titusville and
Indian Town,
New Smyrna Beach,
Ponte Vedra,
Vieira, Vero Beach. Don't forget about them Podunk old people down there in Sarasota.
That's where Gene Okerlund lives.
Fort Pierce. Port St. Lucie. Chulio.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the returns are in Chulio, but I don't think they're good.
You know they ain't got too much glove on them returns. I'm telling you, Christmas, Florida, Bislow, Oviedo, what else we got here, around here?
Davenport,
oh my God, Davenport, yeah.
Where William Morgan thought
Double
A
favorite town,
Brooksville, Spring Hill.
Zephyrhills,
that's right. All the winter cities. Winter Garden, Winter Haven, Winter
Oh,
Park.
No, we probably, no, we went from Gillum now. Don't do us Gillum. Like that. We're in the middle. Now, Winter Springs, probably not. Winter Park, probably not. What
Bartow.
Else is Winter? Bartow, probably not. Plant City, maybe.
When you go up further north, you go to where John Cena lives. He doesn't live in Tampa, despite what Total Divas says. He lives in Lando Lakes.
Well, that house that they show, is that his real house?
That's his real house.
Does it look like those houses they use on those reality shows?
That's his real house.
That's the rich part in Tampa.
And he allowed them to set up cameras everywhere in his real house.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he got paid a fortune for it.
But can't have a drop of water spill on his kitchen floor.
Why not? That is his
Wolf Blitzer didn't announce it.
Wolf Blitzer didn't announce it?
He just announced that the Democrats were taking control of the House of Representatives. There it is. Everybody can go to sleep. Now the argument's going to start.
Now we can ask for the tax returns.
Yeah, stuff's in there. It's going to get very interesting come January.
Oh, man.
Once all these people get sworn in.
You see, what they can't do is just focus on taking out Trump. You also got to try to put some actual bills up to pass. Because they got to show that they're there trying to pass laws, not just investigating Trump the whole time.
Well, hell, investigate him is a full-time job. You got his lawyer. Hell, how many people didn't been indicted in this process?
If all they're doing is investigating him, then
they ain't investigating him. Hell, people didn't got indicted. His homeboys and
if they just start taking up new investigations on Trump and they're not trying to show they're actually trying to pass laws, then they're not going to keep the House in 2 years. And Trump's going to get reelected.
Well, we see that probably going to happen anyway. I know, less than 1.9 million go the other way. That's going to get their voting rights back down here.
Where the hell is Charlie Crist
in
this?
Charlie Crist. Oh, yeah, we can shut it down now.
I guess it's so.
About to be arguing.
Yeah, it's gonna be just a pissing match now all night.
Yep. We got control of the city. We kept control of the city. Well, we got control of the house. Now we're gonna do this. Now we're gonna do that. Trump can't get in peace now.
Listen, no matter. But the thing is, no matter what the house passes, Turtleneck is not gonna let any of those bills come up on the Senate floor.
What a mess. Well, you know, this is the fifth election special we've done. It was 2 years ago on this network that we sat here. I should go back and pull that episode because rebroadcast it, because I sat here on the air with Tony C and I believe also Surfer. And the beginning of the night, things looked so positive. And then you heard the change in our voices as the night went on.
Man, momentum changed.
And by the time we got off the air,
our state, though, Double A. It started with our state, though, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And we left
the air. When the late boat came in.
We left the air on that day, on that particular day, with questions, because it was not, because I remember that it wasn't announced until about 2:30 in the morning, and unbelievable.
Yep, and now it's time to watch CNN and listen to them argue about who is this better for.
Whose Johnson is bigger, mine or yours?
Sorry, Andrew, but 1.9 million people did get their voting rights back, so maybe next time. That's all I can say. Down here, I don't know about anywhere else. Did the legalizing of marijuana, did that one pass AA?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I know it was on the ballot.
I know that here on the ballot, they're going to stop dog racing in 2020. They want
to highlight track.
They want to end. They're going to elect a sheriff in Miami-Dade County.
Chief Bill Galift.
I guess because in Miami-Dade County,
hey, Sheriff Clark needs a job.
We don't have a sheriff in Miami-Dade County. In Miami-Dade County, they elect a chief of police. They don't elect. It's appointed.
I mean, Randall Hill ain't doing that.
Yeah, well.
Joe Arpaio needs a job.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Amendment 10. Miami-Dade voters would elect a sheriff. Yes. Non-citizen property ownership. Yes. That one. Lobbying restrictions, yes, that one, 79%. And dog racing by 2020, yes, 69%. Miami soccer stadium referendum, yes, that one, 59,000. Miami strong mayor government, no, I don't know what that means. Increase your taxes for teacher salaries, yes, that one, 71%. Create a new city in northeast Miami-Dade, no, that didn't win. The lease for a convention center hotel. Look at this. They want to increase Broward County sales tax. That one. So, that's going to suck. That they're going to increase the sales tax.
Y'all going to have a Trump disciple as your governor. Yeah. I don't get it. Like, Florida voted for Obama twice. They can't vote for...
But that's the thing. We explained it already. The
demographic, the electorate has changed, man, since 2008. We keep telling you that.
The areas that...
What happened to all the Puerto Ricans, though? I thought they came to Florida after the storm.
They voted Democrat, but it wasn't enough. Because you got to understand, there's 67 counties in Florida. Six or seven counties voted Democrat. The rest voted Republican. But those six or seven that voted Democrat total almost 50% of the entire state of Florida.
Well, next thing, you need to empty out the whole island.
And that's not the islands, because the islands, I believe, also voted Democrat.
No, I think you can't. No, I'm saying all the Puerto Ricans need to come from Puerto Rico to Florida so they can vote.
Well, they have to be a resident of the state. Listen,
Surfer. Okay? If in a party, if your wife vote, if you vote R, and you tell your wife, if you don't vote R, I'm gonna knock you inside your head. If you don't vote R, and then the whole family vote R. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is it making sense to you now?
How do they know unless they walk into the voting booth with you, which you voted for?
Oh, because they talk about it.
Right. You vote for one thing, say, yeah, I voted for so-and-so. No big deal.
But I'm pretty sure the spouse knows. I'm pretty sure the spouse knows if the spouse is lying to them.
Okay.
I mean, I take shame. It makes me very shameful that my state is like this. I'm to the point where now I lived in Virginia. I lived in Florida. I lived in Ohio. I lived in North Carolina. It looked like Virginia more progressive than my home state right now.
And if you
mentality
see,
wise, when it comes to things.
Exactly. We haven't had.
And it used to be opposite.
We haven't had a Democratic governor at the post since.
It's been a minute.
1999, I want to say. With Lott and
Childs. Bush.
No, this is before Jeb. So Lott and Childs
died. Yeah, that's what I said. Well, Bush.
Before Bush. So Lott and Childs died, and he died in office. So yeah. It's been since Lott and Childs that there was a Democrat as governor. So we're talking 20 years. The senator has always been, I don't know. I gotta think. But, yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. What's going on here?
And people don't understand how shameful
it's those damn
it is
towns.
When you go different places.
I gotta tell you something.
Like how you asked that question, person. Like, how can y'all do this? That
I'll tell you how they quickly fixed all
it's
the.
Embarrassing.
They moved quickly to restore power and schools and things like that in those podunk cities up in North Florida, so that people could go out and vote.
Exactly. Let Dade County get hit by a hurricane. They ain't coming. Let Opa-locka hit by a hurricane and knock out some power close to an election. They won't vote. Hello. It's already started on CNN right now. We got Rick Santorum and all these people up here taping.
And off camera.
Rick Santorum. Why can't Rick Santorum just go away? Like we kicked him out of office here.
These people get paid by CNN to come up here and tape for. So bad at CNN, they tell you if you apply for the job, they tell you that's what you have to do. Like you have to be a cape for.
I mean, his name is in the dictionary for a discharge from the anus.
I'm done. I ain't got nothing left to say. I'm going to eat a honey bun and I'm going to bed.
Well, with that said, if you're listening to us
honey
live,
bun time.
Yeah, if you're listening to us live, we want to thank you for joining us for the 2018 Rant Radio election special. Of course, the Republicans keep control of the Senate, but the House controls the House. Rick Scott is the new senator from the great state of Florida, even though now Bill Nelson, and his teeth, which when he talks sounds like they roll around in his mouth. Looks like we'll be retiring.
Oh, they got McCaskill's a goner, huh? She's a goner.
She's a goner, it looks like.
This is what happens when you try to act like you're a Republican and run. You know, you're a Democrat, but you want to act like you're a Republican too.
And our next governor in the state of Florida is Ron DeSantis. The House, there was two House seats down here that were Republican that have gone Democrat. Carlos Corbello lost his post to Debbie Mukersal Powell. And there was a vacant seat up for grabs between the former president of the University of Miami, Donna Shalala, who's Democrat, against Maria Elvira Salazar, who is a TV personality down here, or on Telemundo, or whatever. And she lost. So, not all is wrong in the world, but most of it is. I'm curious, what's your president going to say tomorrow? What is he going to say? Because he got
all these podunks.
He didn't get everything that he wanted. He got some, but he didn't get everything.
Well, he didn't want to say that it wasn't his fault that he lost the House. He kept the Senate, so he gets to fire people and get the new ones confirmed.
And I did not talk about all the text messages I received in the last 3 days.
About what?
From your president asking me to vote. I probably received 25 messages in the last 3 days. Just today alone, my phone went off.
Are you registered Republican?
No idea. I am not a registered Republican. So I have no idea. I have zero clue. Because I don't even give my cell phone number out. So, I think somebody I pissed off submitted my number somewhere. And I'll count the messages right now. Because I saved them all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 messages I received, which is obscene. All right. Well, with that, I want to thank everybody for joining us and everybody listening live. Stick around because coming up next is a rebroadcast of the Shining Wizards from earlier tonight. And then you can listen to the returns once again when we rebroadcast this program here on Rant EM Radio. You may or may not get a new episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks on Friday. If anything, you'll get, you're going to get, I believe this Saturday, the Midnight Jury will be live. I believe.
They'll
be live on Saturday night. Sports Report live Monday nights following Monday Night Raw at 11:15. And then, of course, we'll be back here next Tuesday night here on Rant AM Radio. For Tony C, Surfer, and everybody listening live, I'm Double A. We'll see you next week. Have a good night, everybody.